Good evening, everybody. Final day of campaigning came to a close Sunday.
It's 8 p.m. in Dakar, and Cameroonian broadcaster Elizabeth Law Njipo presents the news in the studio of West Africa Democracy Radio, a Dakar-based regional radio station where she's also the program coordinator.
Sirleaf are vying for the presidency, and close to 1,000 contestants.
Elizabeth came to Dakar from her native Cameroon for what was supposed to be a very brief vacation, but almost 10 years on, she's still here.
It was a pure adventure. I came for holidays, visiting a friend. And when I came here, I found out that there was room for a lot of things in my life. So I decided to start school education. Actually, what I first noticed is that their educational system was more flexible than the one back home. That's one of the main reasons why I decided to continue my studies here. And I started working, and that was the beginning of my journalism career.
About 500 meters away from Elizabeth's office is a complex of an environmental NGO where another Cameroonian, Lancelot Ewode, works as assistant program associate.
Hey, Lancelot.
How are you?
The name is
Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Lancelot came to Dakar to join his father, who worked at the Cameroonian embassy here. This was many years before Elizabeth arrived, but what they both have in common is that they had to get used to some cultural differences when they arrived.
People eat a lot of rice here, and in Cameroon we are accustomed to something like yam, manioc, potatoes, but here in Senegal it's not potatoes. There was not so much food to eat. And also, because I didn't understand all of, I wasn't able to exchange, to make friends, to have girlfriends, something like that.
Everything was moving very slow. People wouldn't speak up their minds. It was looked upon as being impolite when you say what you're thinking. And where I come from, it's a problem when you don't say what you think. It's like when somebody, for example, is eating and is inviting you to share their meal with them. Here, it's just for courtesy. They don't really mean it per se. But where I come from, that's not the same. And one thing that really, really, really comes back to my mind all the time is a friend inviting me to a restaurant. I was so excited, and I go to the restaurant. I didn't have a dime. I knew I was invited. And at the end, he was expecting me to pay my bill. I mean, back home, this is not something you would ever see. And I was like, uh-oh, I thought you invited me. That yes, I wanted us to share lunch, but I thought you'd pay your bill.
Senegal has some of the best infrastructure in the region, and as long as it is maintained and the job market remains buoyant, many more foreign professionals like Elizabeth and Lancelot will be lured into coming here and staying put. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sheriff Bojang in Dakar.